What happens when two vast empires meet at the edge of the unknown? In 1689, deep in the wilds of Siberia, Russia and China faced off, not with armies, but at a negotiating table. The Treaty of Nerchinsk was the first formal agreement between the Russian Tsardom and the Qing dynasty, setting the stage for centuries of Eurasian diplomacy. Tensions had flared as Russian explorers pushed eastward, clashing with Qing forces along the Amur River. Both powers recognized that war would be costly and uncertain, so representatives gathered in Nerchinsk, a remote outpost near the border. The talks were tense, complicated by language barriers and vast cultural differences. Surprisingly, Jesuit missionaries, fluent in Latin, served as interpreters, bridging the gap between Russian, Manchu, and Chinese officials. The outcome? Russia ceded territory along the Amur River but gained access to lucrative Chinese trade routes. The treaty, written in Latin, Russian, and Manchu, marked a rare moment of peaceful compromise between two expanding empires. It established the first official border between Russia and China, paving the way for future diplomatic relations. The Treaty of Nerchinsk proved that negotiation, not conflict, could shape the fate of continents.